This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by the Before It Happened podcast series, a show about visionaries and the moments, events, and realizations that inspired them to change our lives for the better. To listen in or to subscribe, visit beforeithappened.com.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Kevin DeLine, the Senior Director of Product Management for Cloud Inventory, a company that empowers organizations with real-time inventory visibility at all points in the supply chain from the warehouse to the field. And Mr. DeLine, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Great. Thanks to be here.
And of course, we appreciate your joining us once again. Looking forward to getting further informed per your expertise on behalf of cloud inventory. So for starters, for those that may have missed the last time you're with us, what are the problems that warehouses face when it comes to inventory? Let's start there today.
Sure. Well, working in warehouses over the years, I've experienced multiple problems common across small and large warehouses. These problems can include not being able to find inventory, which can slow your order processing time, inaccurate inventory counts that can negatively impact order fulfillment, or picking the wrong inventory that can result in upsetting customers and result in high return processing, and also too much or too little inventory that can negatively impact efficient labor operations in the warehouse.
And certainly do appreciate the information to lead things off here today. Now, continuing on that topic, let's dive further into the need for mobile solutions and inventory accuracy. What key benefits do you think make cloud inventory unique as a provider of warehouse inventory solutions?
Yeah, well, in addition to real-time capture and update of inventory that one would expect with a mobile solution, cloud inventory is unique for two reasons. First, cloud inventory uniquely provides offline data capture capabilities to facilitate operations in remote locations outside of the warehouse. These locations could be yard locations at the warehouse or even field operation locations at build locations or service areas. So by supporting offline data capture, inventory can be updated as soon as connectivity is restored. So instead of waiting around, you know, for outside or field operators to show up and manually enter inventory, the information is provided instantaneously. Second, cloud inventory is unique because of our Application Studio. And our Application Studio is a low-code tool supporting users with the ability to adapt existing best practice mobile applications to their operations, or they could create their own mobile applications. So when applications can be easily maintained or tailored to user adoption is increased because their users focused on key activities and data capture as opposed to extraneous activities.
Now, another question for you, Mr. DeLine. How do your warehousing customers meet and exceed their target KPIs? If you would, walk us through that. That would be really appreciated.
Yeah, there are a lot of different KPIs that are important to a warehouse. So some examples that come to my mind are on-time purchase orders or average dock-to-stock time for receiving, which is really, you know, how long it takes from receiving to put it away, percent of inventory items incorrectly located in the warehouse, order accuracy, or some might call the percent of correctly picked line items, on-time shipments, and more. I mean, there's literally hundreds of them. Cloud inventory helps meet or exceed KPIs, providing companies a tool for their users to capture and maintain the inventory data in real time. So for example, if I'm counting a bin location in a cycle count and find uncounted inventory, I'm now able to fulfill an order that needed the inventory. Or if I remove inventory because it's damaged, now I'm not trying to fulfill an order that could be replaced with an order that could be filled.
Of course, we certainly do appreciate all the information and insights shared so far. Now, this episode of Enterprise Radio is being brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Before any world-changing innovation, there was a moment, an event, a realization that sparked the idea. The Before It Happened podcast series is a show about that idea. Each week, host Donna Laughlin takes a deep dive into a singular light bulb moment that inspired the visionaries to push forward and change our lives. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com. Once again, we're joined by Mr. Kevin DeLine, the Senior Director of Product Management for Cloud Inventory, and he's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, when adopting inventory management software, and I'm sure those folks that have already heard this information, you've certainly got their attention and interest. And when it comes to adopting that software, easy integration with your existing systems is crucial for the customer. Can you explain the benefits that come from an ERP agnostic solution, one like Cloud Inventory?
Yeah. Because Cloud Inventory is ERP agnostic, we have the flexibility to work with a broad range of customers and varying business verticals. So we use an industry standard integration platform as a service tool like Boomi. So Cloud Inventory is able to quickly provide inventory updates to that management system. And so that could be a custom, a niche, or even a well-known brand ERP system. And Cloud Inventory offers standard integrations with ERPs to facilitate these implementations with people like NetSuite, NextWorld, the Oracle Fusion Cloud, JDA, and more.
Now, Mr. Lyon, thinking long-term here, how do tools like Cloud Inventory provide flexibility and sustainability for warehouse performance as buyer behavior and business needs change? I'm sure the listener would appreciate your perspective and insight on that.
So Cloud Inventory provides flexibility and sustainability through configuration and our Application Studio, the tool that I mentioned earlier. But you're correct. Many times after go live, the business does not operate the way it was initially designed, or business objectives change, driving the need for a flexible system. So Cloud Inventory provides configuration for three areas. System platform, which would be things like IT type configuration for printers, mobile clients, etc. Then we have the application user configuration, which impacts the user's mobile experience and application configuration. So Cloud Inventory application configuration is pre-built application configuration that directs system behavior supporting the operational best practices to meet various business requirements. And that configuration is created and consists of selectable drop-down lists, text entry, toggle buttons, and rules engines. Additionally, that configuration exists for the warehouse entity, the user, and mobile applications. So this type of dynamic configuration allows Cloud Inventory to quickly change to meet the needs of changing businesses. Finally, there's the Application Studio I mentioned earlier. It's a low-code visual drag-and-drop tool allowing our customers the ability to repurpose DSI-developed standard mobile applications or create new business-specific mobile applications. The Application Studio is a game changer and provides the ultimate flexibility needed to meet changing business needs. And I have two stories about our Application Studio. We worked with a customer who asked us to prototype an application, and our team was able to develop it within about 4 hours on site. After reviewing the application, the director asked how long it would take his team to develop, and they said 4 or 5 days. So we cut that time down significantly from 4 hours to be able to be used in production right away. And then on the extreme end, we have some customers that use our Application Studio to such extent that they have over 200 mobile applications that they've used to tailor to their business. But that's an extreme outlier.
Mr. DeLine, really appreciate your joining us on behalf of Cloud Inventory and for all the information and insight shared. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to share or make us aware of as we conclude today?
Just to hit on the need to have that configuration for your system, that last question that we talked about. I've been through a lot of go-lives, and during those go-lives, the business is always changing, whether it be a few weeks after go-live, 6 months, or a year down the road. So make sure you have a system that is configurable and can meet your changing business needs like Cloud Inventory.
Mr. DeLine, if listeners wanted to get more information on Cloud Inventory online or to have a way of being in touch, where's the best place online to get further details?
You can go to cloudinventory.com.
Mr. DeLine, all the best and look forward to a future conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Kevin DeLine, the Senior Director of Product Management for Cloud Inventory, a company that empowers organizations with real-time inventory visibility at all points in the supply chain from the warehouse to the field. And for all the details, visit cloudinventory.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
This episode of Enterprise Radio was brought to you by our partners at the Before It Happened podcast series. Nearly 20 years ago, Donna Laughlin launched a public relations firm with the sole purpose of helping visionaries tell their story to the world. Now, 2 decades later, she's sharing those stories and more with you. To listen in or to subscribe, simply visit beforeithappened.com.